Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support for you this September 8th, 2025. Proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. You have your host, James, here today. We are joined by some great friends of ours. We have the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin Rapids area with us. We have Mary Dom. And Mary, I'd like you to introduce yourself so the audience can put a voice to the name.
Hi, and thanks, James, for having us on today. My name is Mary Dom. I've been with our local league for about 30 years, serving in many different capacities. What I do now is I'm a voter service co-chair. So we're involved in informing voters about voter registration, how to vote, candidate positions. And all of this is in keeping with our mission, which is to sustain our democratic society by empowering voters. So that's me.
Mm-hmm. And Mary Arnold.
Mary Dom got me involved. We were complaining one day about something, and she said, you should join the League of Women Voters. So I did. And yeah, I'm very, I work with Mary in the Voter Services Committee, and I really enjoy doing that, going out and trying to set up ways that we can contact people to get them to know what the process of registration is. Working with people to get him registered.
Appreciate you guys sharing both of those, and in particular, Mary Arnold, that background of that a little bit. I think that adds to the what we'll get to a little bit later, people that want to get involved in that, and it really ties into that very well. And it's a nice story. It's great to hear. I appreciate you sharing that. Always good to see you, too. Thank you again for coming back and hanging out and putting up with my silly questions and all of that. You touched on this already, Ms. Dom, but if we could get to the mission, just for those that may not be aware of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin, of Central Wisconsin.
Sure. Well, actually, the League of Women Voters in general started in 1920 as a result of the passage of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. And a group of suffragists decided that it would be good to have an organization that helped the new voters learn about how to exercise their right to vote. Locally, our league started in 1969. So we've been in the Wisconsin Rapids area for quite a while, 50 plus years.
And doing some really important work throughout that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, thank you. I think we do. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. And part of that, and thank you for that mission statement. I appreciate that. Part of that work that I'm talking about, we're going to touch on today, because there's some important notes and different dates that we want people to be aware of that might not be. Okay. One of the things that I have noted many times when talking about these subjects is the act of, okay, there's so much information, and it could be a lot for people sometimes, and things change, so that can be a lot for people. But I do think this is a two-way street, everybody. The League of Women Voters work their tails off to make sure that all this information is available to people out there and us as a community. I think what we can do is donate whenever we can, whether that's time of ours or it's dollars and cents to what you guys do, as well as also seeking out the information. You know, it's kind of a bridge. You got to kind of meet people halfway with this stuff. You can't just sit there on the couch and expect the information to fall in your lap. Sometimes you have to hunt for these things, work these things through. And thankfully, there is an organization like yourselves that put all this together, whether it's in an interview like this or at the website lwv.org. We'll mention that again before we wrap up today. But I just wanted to make sure that it's noted that information is not just, hey, bring it to me. Sometimes you have to seek this stuff out. You have to meet people halfway. I think that's very important with this, mm-hmm. in this modern times where there's so much information.
Yeah, well, we do try to work with in terms of getting that information out. The busy times for us is when there are elections, mm-hmm. obviously. And just, well, in that regard, the things to think about are the election seasons. And there is the first one. There's always an election in April. Mm-hmm. Every single April, there's an election. And that is the one that is pretty important because it's all local. You're voting for your alderperson who's going to fix the potholes, or you're voting for your school board people who are, you know, going to manage the school board. And those are the people you can knock on their door and say, hey, why isn't this done? Especially, whether you live in a village, a town, a city, or, you know, we all, those are all just very local. Mm-hmm. That's all you're voting for. And we live in Wood County, so we're voting for the Wood County board members. We all have a board member. Nice to know who that person is and go vote for them. The only things that aren't actually local in Wood County are the Supreme Court. There are 7 Supreme Court justices in the state of Wisconsin, and we do vote for them. And that's every, well, there's 7 of them, and they have 10-year terms. So if 7 out of 10 years, you're going to be voting for a Supreme Court justice. And the other one is the superintendent of public instruction. Mm-hmm. And right. she it's a she right now. Mm-hmm. And she is the statewide office, and that's the only, so Supreme Court and that office. And so there's no election, well, no, excuse me, there is an election this spring, and we will be voting for a judge this spring. Mm-hmm. The superintendent of public instruction is not up for vote until 2029. I think she was just elected.
That's what I'm saying, yeah, 2029.
Yeah, 2029.
And so, these are the nonpartisan elections.
Yes.
The spring elections, they're not party affiliated.
Right.
So they don't have usually don't have an organization or a political party behind them. The fall elections will be, they are partisan.
Yeah, I think one of the things that, when I think of nonpartisan, if there's only one person, 2 people for each office running. Mm-hmm. So if, say, 3 people want to run for that office, including the incumbent, then you will have a primary, and that's usually in February. And that's when it's really noticing that it's nonpartisan, because it's not Democratic and Republican primaries.
Yeah.
It's just a primary, and everybody's on that primary ballot. That's a little different.
Yes, yeah, very good note there. Really all great notes from both of you. And one thing that I'm reminded of whenever you guys join us and everything, and I really do appreciate the time. I love when there's somebody who can explain something complex and make it so even I can understand. You're very good at this, both of you. I think that with this topic, that's what we run into more times than not, is it's not so much that people don't want to know, it's just that they might be confused, or there might be these kind of gray areas here. Saying something like, we always have elections in April, or something along these lines, really helps people remember this stuff and hopefully stay engaged with
some of these April elections can get pretty contentious, and you think they are partisan.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's going to be a mayoral in Rapids and Nakusa this year. So the local people in those communities, I think, should be engaged in learning about the candidates.
Yeah. Agreed.
And you really only need to know, it sounds like, you know, I'm talking about all these different things. You really only need to know if you live in a town. Mm-hmm. And if so for me, I live in a town, so I need to know about my town board, and I need to know about who's my county board representative and who I'm going to vote for the state Supreme Court this year. I mean, I'm not having a lot of things. I don't have to know about who the mayor is and who the alderperson is. But if you live in Wisconsin Rapids,
you can look
up what's on your ballot. And there's a web, it's myvote.wi.gov.
Yeah, nailed it.
That will tell you who's on your ballot, who you need to vote for.
It's a wonderful website. Yeah, encourage you to bookmark it if you haven't done so already. It's also a great way to make sure that you're registered to vote, or find out if you are, or finding out where your voting booth is, especially if you're in a new town or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to these details in the notes that you guys have shared with us already, are there others that you think people should know about, be aware of, any other dates or any other information that you want to make sure we touch on?
Well,
in particular,
I'll tell you, the April election is always the first Tuesday in April. When, if there's primaries, you got to kind of look that up and see if they're going on. Mm-hmm. The fall election, those are the big partisan elections. And so in order to get on the ballot there, you're joining a political party, and the Democrats will have their primaries, and the Republicans will have their primaries. Mm-hmm. And that election, now this is a tricky thing. It's the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November.
Well, and the primary is August 11, I believe.
Yeah.
August, when people are on vacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
But anyway, so there'll never be, you know, if the first Tuesday in November is November 1st, there will be no election on that day, because the day before was still October.
Right.
So the first election will not be any earlier than November 2nd. Or later than November 8th, I guess.
It can seem I imagine to some a little confusing at times, but yeah. I think once you get it, it sticks. Yeah, it's right. A little bit like right. that.
And you just need to look it up too. So yes. It's just election day.
And again,
I don't know why they did that.
I'm not sure either. But I think that to your point of looking it up, this is part of what democracy is about and keeping democracy alive and healthy. Is sometimes we have to work for it. Mm-hmm. I think many people out there have heard plenty of stories of people in third world countries that walk thousands and thousands of miles just to cast a vote.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we are so fortunate in this country with so many of those things. I think that it's important for us to put in some work sometimes mm-hmm. for this. It doesn't hurt you, and it makes you feel a little bit better, I think, yeah. sometimes hunting these information down.
And if you vote or even take part in, voting, you realize that it's a very safe process. Mm-hmm. There is, the idea that it's rigged or whatever is not true, and you can see that when you're voting all the time. Just on what's happening in the fall elections, not a presidential election mm-hmm. this year, and no senators from Wisconsin will be running either.
It's good to know.
But there will be, locally, the sheriff mm-hmm. is a partisan yeah. position, and he's on in the fall. And then our clerk of courts and our coroner, and our treasurer.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah. ballot, Democratic yeah. coroner or Republican coroner.
Yeah.
District attorney, registered deeds, and treasurer are in the presidential year. Mm. So, but you will all vote for an assembly person for your state. They run every 2 years, so whoever your assembly person is, you will vote for them. And you will vote for a senator. We have two Senate districts in our area. And one is during the presidential election year, and one is in this time around.
Mm-hmm.
But that's mostly right. northern. I mean, most of the people right around Wisconsin Rapids are in Senate District 24. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of us, like myself, mm-hmm. is in Senate District 29, mm-hmm. a little outside.
The map gets very complicated.
Yeah. Again, why that website, myvotewi.com, .org, is such a good important one, and certainly your own website.
Yeah, and you don't have to remember that. You just have mm-hmm. to look at myvotewi.com
right.
and know who you're voting for. Yeah.
I also appreciate that when you're talking about simplifying this a bit for people, the idea that, there's these other elections going on, but they don't really, affect you,
right.
looking at the
right.
ones that just affect
right.
you. I grew up in a very political family and we're from Chicago. I can't help still paying attention to Chicago. It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect me one bit. I don't need to look it up. But if it's interesting to you, that's fine. Right. But don't, necessarily overwhelm yourself with some
right.
of this stuff. I think
that's
where a lot of people can be kind of dismayed sometimes from this. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important to bring up while we're talking about this, that we see more of people voting for American Idol sometimes than we do in some of these elections.
Oh, yeah.
And we need you involved. We want every single person that can hear this involved and out there and informed and voting.
Right.
To that point, are there some other dates or information that you wanted to make sure we touch on before we let you go? Because I know that there's a couple things I wanted to bring up with both of you in particular.
Not dates, I don't think.
Okay.
Because it does see that most of our big 2026, that's when we're looking at
right.
for a lot of these. And I hope.
Right, you got a little time. Yeah.
I'll warn you both right now, you're going to have to come back before that. So we will be bringing you back.
It would be good to do that.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And if you have any concerns, too, about your registration to vote, registering mm-hmm. to vote, the person you go to is your clerk, your mm-hmm. town clerk, your village. Well, the villages have trustees and then your city clerk.
Yes.
They're
yes.
the people that, you call them, and they love to help you. I'm mm-hmm. serious. I mean, I like to go to the polls. I'm one of these people that like to go into the poll and cast my ballot.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, Election Day was not in my favor. So
mm-hmm.
I had to get an absentee ballot. And mm-hmm. I called my clerk. She was happy. She was great to help. She was wonderful.
Mm. Right,
so,
that's the, they have the ultimate.
They have the information for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They know it.
And they really do love answering those questions. Yeah. They really do love, they want, none of this is guarded. None of this is held by the Knights Templar or anything like that. All this information is available to every one of us citizens, and we want you to know this stuff.
Yeah, that's
probably a good idea to know who your town clerk is. Who is that person?
Well, and it's something, just standing on the words that I speak a lot, I think it's important if you're going to run for office, you know these things.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should almost be mandatory that you shouldn't be able to run for office if you don't know the three branches of government or some of these things like that.
Yeah, I think you do that.
Right. In particular, I think, as far as, you know, being informed, it's one of the things that we can encourage people to do when we're in these kind of gray areas, when we're in between elections and stuff, is remaining involved while it's not a political season, if you will, or something like that. That this stuff is always there for you, and it's always good to be informed, even in between elections.
Yeah, right. You have to pay attention to the news and make sure your news source is reliable, mm-hmm. that you're double-checking the information that you're getting. And, of course, if you have something that you're not happy about, you should contact your congressperson, either on the state level or at the federal level. So that's one way of staying involved in between elections, to stay informed and then to speak up. And they're your representative. They're supposed to represent you, so let them know what your views are.
Mm-hmm. And I actually think they like hearing from you. I personally don't like writing letters, and I think that's probably the slowest way to get your information to the congressman. The best way is email or calling them on the phone, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. If you get your thoughts in order, jot some notes, call them on the phone, and you won't get the congressman. You'll get one of their helpers, mm-hmm. and you can just tell them what you think about a certain issue. And you hang up, and you feel, wow, mm-hmm. I did that.
It's important, and it's a great reminder, and I appreciate you both wanting to talk about this, because we need to be reminded every once in a while, I think, we the people, mm-hmm. and that we're in charge. Not them, we're in charge. Right. And I'm not just saying this on the cuff or anything. I'm fortunate enough, whether it is Mayor Zacher in town, or it is Congressman Kind over the years, or Senator Teston, or Representative Krug. Mm-hmm. Once a month, these individuals come by, they talk to us and everything, and whether it's on air or off air, I'll include Sheriff Becker in this, especially with him being elected and everything. Right. On air, off air, each one of these individuals are the same, and they tell me all the time, hey, can we get my information out there? Can people reach me? They want to hear from you. They want to do their job right. And the only way for them to do their job right is if you speak up and talk to them. Mm-hmm. I will also remind our audience as well that to act like adults, treating each other with class and respect goes so much farther, and you're going to be heard. I don't think about yourself when you're talking to somebody. Do you register what they're saying if you're talking like this, or if they're just barking really loud? They're not as much register. You want to be heard. Talk like an adult. Treat each other with respect. I think we need to get back to that and everything. And as well as being heard and getting this information out there, which you two are so good at. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Are there anything else you wanted to touch on before we let you go? I think I've asked that three times now.
just have a plan to vote. You can't do it too early. MyVote.WI.gov is an excellent resource, or go to your municipal clerk. They will help you. So make sure you're registered to vote and get ready for the spring elections.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And as I was warning you before, we're going to have to get back before those spring elections, okay? I'd love to have you both back. Kind of remind people about some of these other things and maybe touch on some other details while we're at it.
Okay.
Appreciate you both. Yeah. Thank you for everything you're doing in the community and hanging out with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And again, remember, you can find out more by going to LWV.org. LWV.org, that is the League of Women Voters website that you can find out more. Is there other ways to find out other information?
Well, it's LWVWRA. .org for the local. That's the local.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was, again, one more time. I was talking over you. I'm sorry.
Although...
Yeah,
Our president gave us.
Yeah.
We have gone through a change with our local website, and we have two separate.
Yeah. Probably the best one is actually LWVWRA at WordPress.com.
Do you have that for sure?
No, I
don't. VWRA.org will get you to our local website. It will get you there, but there's another one. Just Google L.
If you do go, I will say this, I threw it into my Google machine and it popped right up.
LWVWRA. You can also do LWVWI, and then you get the state Org, get the state level.
And then you get back to us through them.
Mm-hmm. And of course, if you have any trouble with any of that, reach out to us here at the station. We'll make sure to put you in contact with the ladies.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you both for the time. We'll talk again real soon.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
A big thank you to Crockett Septic and all of you for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.